The footy is back in March, and so is Chadstone Toyota as a sponsor of True Bloods.
Aren't we glad about that, Deeble? And you know what? Toyota's new Hilux can help you do these three things. It gives you all the power you need, it allows you to make an entrance, and most importantly, Deeble, it keeps your tools safe.
How good is that, Mads? And Chadstone Toyota have an offer for you. If you take delivery of your Toyota before the 30th of June, you can get $1,500 worth of genuine accessories. How good's that, Mads?
How good is that, Deeble? And that's for the Hilux SR5 Rogue GR Sport as well. T's and C's apply.
This is Tom Harley, and you're listening to True Blood, the number one independent Sydney Swans fan podcast.
Jeez, this is the most one-eyed podcast.
Yeah, it's what we're here to do.
Let's go. Let's actually go.
For mine, boys.
For yours, Deeble.
I'm about to blow a gasket in here.
You've kicked three goals for the day, Deeble.
What is going on?
Damaging team.
Damaging disposal.
He's been very, very average.
Our best is the best in the competition. This is True Bloods, the number one independent Sydney Swans fan podcast, back in the Image Online studio in Abbotsford to review the outstanding win against the Dons, the upcoming clash against the Tigers and everything else Sydney Swans, joined as always by the number one man at True Bloods, Madison Clark. How are you,
mate? Thank you, Deeble. I'm very well. Very nice to be with you. Good evening.
Yes, it's good, mate. 3-0. What a start to the year. We're just travelling along nicely. We're interviewing CEOs. We're winning games of footy. And all is well in Sydney Swans Town. In True Bloods Town, I should say.
It's pretty good, Deeble.
Yeah, it's good.
And we're riding the wave. We're thoroughly enjoying this. I was so excited to get in. I didn't watch the game live. I watched parts of the game on my phone. I was at a wedding. But I've taken the time over the last couple of days to really go through it. And I think, I was saying to you before, I really trust this group
yeah.
of players. I am not concerned. I mean, that was probably the closest someone's really come to us this year,
yep.
realistically. Obviously, Melbourne were sort of close throughout the game. But I've always felt, even from opening round, that we can overcome whatever's thrown at us at the moment. I think that's the big difference. I think that's a massive difference. That's a level of maturity that I think we've gotten to.
Yeah, it's the confidence of what's in the kit bag, as Tom Harley liked to say. We've got the firepower to get out of most situations,
yep.
I feel. I think we're reading the game plan really well and the game situation. When we've got to gun and run, and when the opportunity's there, we slice them up through the middle. But at the same time, we can keep possession and we can sort of get the tempo out of games as well when
yeah.
we have to. And to be able to do that when you pick and choose shows, as you say, the confidence of a side that we have at the moment.
Yeah, for sure. And if you've seen, hey, we're getting a bit more media than we usually do, right?
Yeah.
It's we almost have to stop saying that, don't talk about us, because they are talking about us, Teebs. There's a few grabs on your Instagrams and on your Facebooks.
Right, yes, we are on those as well.
We are absolutely on them, Deeble. Just with our ball movement,
yep.
it's been a real focus over the last couple of days for a lot of people on the couch. They were talking about it. You had Jerker Jenkins
yes.
for some reason on my Instagram today, Deeble, just waxing lyrical about the way we transition the footy,
yep.
which I couldn't bloody believe. I said, yeah. Jerker, what do you know about transition football, son? but there you go. And it's true, like the way that we're moving, the way that we're sort of having a look forward. We're always looking at the game in front of us, as Jerker would say.
Yep.
And that shows our intent to move the ball quickly, to always find somebody in a better position. And these are all hallmarks of a really switched on football side, don't
yeah.
you think?
Yeah, it's a really interesting take that, but sort of the intricacies of getting back off the mark, getting that half a step outside the player with the stand rule, and that just opening up the ground, and our midfielders are so aware of it, you know, being able to, you know, the work rate, like that piece that Jenkins showed, You know, Errol's work rate from half back to half forward, mate. That's what sets him apart.
Absolutely berserk.
Berserk work rate. And that's what we're getting out of our midfielders. Heans, man. He's just working OT, and that's why he's getting so much of the ball, and he's been like the distributor as well, is because he's simply outworking his opponent.
That's
and,
right.
And having multiple of them in our midfield, that's what's setting us apart at the moment.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. And that was, you know, that was clear. There were moments that we had to grind it out on Saturday night, and we certainly did. You know, guys, like, it's the same old faces. You know, Chad, Heaney, Errol have all been at absolute 100% yeah. every single game.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
For sure. And I think it's important to touch on Essendon and the way they played. They took it up to us. Yeah, there's for no sure. doubt. They started like a house on fire.
Hey, they always do.
Yeah, it's always a good game against them. And the quality of footy, I thought, was pretty good. We were really able to expose them on the transition game.
Do you reckon Merrick gets a vote?
He was bloody good. Very
probably
good.
Probably gets one.
Yeah, 30-odd and a couple goals. He put the boys on the shoulders. And as I've written a few times on Twitter this week, I've been operating heavily on
now,
your Twitters.
Now, can you talk us through a little bit of that? Because, I mean, nothing's better. Oh, there's no supporter base that can absolutely crack it like the Essendon Football Club.
Yeah.
Now, what I found funny, Deeble, and I want to hear about your experiences on Twitter, but what I found funny is them talking about Tom Papley sooking.
Yes.
When it was really them sooking.
Yes.
About Tom Papley just saying what was
happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was insane to me.
It's funny. That was one of my replies to someone who put up the Tom Papley clip, and I say, there's nothing more... There's so much more about your reply that's sooky than what Tom Papley said.
That's right.
It's utterly berserk. I'm not too sure the angle that they're coming from, but, you know, they've had two blokes who were cited post-game. Peter Wright's been given 4 weeks, so my little reaction video on Saturday night, the 4 to 6 weeks, had no mayo on it whatsoever.
Yeah.
You know, got that one right, so, you know, it was a... Right.
You're pretty happy with that,
yeah,
I imagine, Deeble.
I was. The old green screen. Did you like that?
I did like that.
And GFC?
Yeah.
A little bit of GFC?
And we can probably thank 100K for that.
Yes, good idea. Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah, thank you, Jeff.
I'm sure he was proud of me. He got around it. But, yeah, just the reaction from the Essendon faithful is unbelievable. You know, it's pure fact that they stuffed up on field. You know, they had two blokes reported after the game. One gets a fine, one gets 4 weeks. You saw the vision of Nick Hind on Chad at the end of the game there with a couple minutes to go. You know, whether he's really trying to go for him with that elbow, I'm not too sure. But it doesn't look good, right? He connects. He's in serious trouble. That's an 8 to 10 weeker.
Yeah,
that hits,
for sure.
Right? But the intent from the Essendon Footy Club was clearly to make players hurt, right? And I think they just crossed the line too many times. I don't mind it.
I don't mind it
if
either.
You execute it correctly. But they got it wrong way too many times. And be prepared to cop it from the opposition, especially when you lose by 5 goals. Like, suck it up.
My favourite part about it was, though, it wasn't... You're not copying it from the opposition. You're copying it from Tom Papley.
Yeah.
Which I loved. And I think that's added an extra layer to the way our football club is operating this year, because we're not afraid. You know, I forget, was it Job or Jude who was asking him? They're like, oh, can you keep this up all game? And he's like, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Who was interviewing as he was coming
off at half-time.
Yeah.
So this all just reeks of confidence to me. Yeah. And let me tell you something about the Essendon Football
Club.
Let me just tell you. If they had Papley at their club,
yep.
He would be everyone's favourite player.
Yep. And as we had our discussion on the phone this afternoon, everyone loves it and wants an opinion from someone until it's against their own side.
Yeah, literally.
There's 16 other clubs loving this.
Yep.
Right? And it's good for the game. It gets people talking. It gets the clicks. Gets people engaged. But as soon as it's against your club, who got flogged by 5 goals on the weekend... And we smashed them. 10 more scoring shots. Didn't kick straight. And they won the clearance game as well. But they are that poorly defensively.
Yeah.
Cannot mark transition footy.
Yeah.
You know, don't go crying about Tom Papley.
There's plenty of other issues.
having a bit of a chat in the media, right? Worry about the fundamentals of your footy club.
But as you say, credit where credit is due.
Yeah.
They are not as good as us, but they took it up to us.
Yeah, for sure.
So good on them. We're not going to sit here and be like other podcasts and just wax lyrical, as they say, about our own club and not pay credit where credit is due, Deeble. But you know what I loved about the whole Essendon Edge thing is how we responded.
Yeah.
And I want to shout out Malikan. Because
yep.
I saw every time something happened, Malikan was there
yep.
getting in someone's face.
Yep.
And they went straight to Peter Wright. There were like six guys around Peter Wright. We need McInerney, Blakey, Heaney strolls down, Errol strolls down. It's great.
Yeah.
We need to, in those situations, you need to do that as a team.
Fly the flag.
Yeah, you have to.
And we did it in the right way. We hardly got it wrong. Look, Heaney's little love tap that would not have knocked the froth off my cappuccino, Mads. That's what they've got. They're throwing Peter Wright at me for four weeks, right? But it's like, oh, have a look at what Heaney's did. You know, far out.
And you know who else? There's one other club that is on Essendon's side.
Yeah.
And that is Collingwood.
Yeah.
Oh, but what about what he did to St. Nick?
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
And that's fine. But you can pot us for that.
Yeah.
Because we were doing that off the ball. That's fine. That was a tactic.
Yeah.
We used a tactic.
And what happened that game?
Yeah, we lost.
We lost. Right? And I think we've learnt from that.
Yeah, for sure.
It didn't come off that day. And you seriously have to worry about what you're doing, but at the same time, fly the flag when you have to. And I think they did it really well.
Well, it's just about getting the balance right.
Yeah.
Because,
true. You
know, that's the thing. You kind of have to do both. I mean, Essendon have not stood for anything in 20 years.
Yeah.
You know? So you've got to, it's about finding the balance. And I think that could turn them into a good football side if they figure out how to do it. But equally, we play a really hard brand of football as well.
Yeah.
We tackle hard. We
pressure.
We pressure, forward pressure, defensive pressure. We do all that really, really well. And it's just about not going over the line. And when I talk before, Deeble, about maturity, this is what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great point you make.
But, Deeble, tell me, who do you think, who am I thinking of here? Who's someone that's just building nicely that probably didn't have the year we thought he'd have last year that's really doing some things so far?
I think
he's in the forward six.
In the forward six?
Yep.
Well, yeah. You've
this is a bit out of left field. Not a lot of people talking about him when you got Heaney and Goulden and Warner.
Is it the man who executed on the weekend?
Who are you talking
Paps.
About?
No. No, it wasn't Paps.
Wilbur!
Yeah, doing what he... Basically, this is my opinion. I think he's doing a lot of what he did last year, except he's finishing his work.
He's executing.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. He's executing. He's a dead-eye dick.
Yeah.
He was Will Wayward last year, Deeble.
Very good. Get that on a t-shirt.
He's turned back into Will Wayward. He's kicking. That snap was unbelievable.
Yeah, A-grade finish.
A-grade. But that's Will Wayward.
Yeah.
And when Will Wayward is up and about, we're up and about.
Yep.
I'm just seeing the sort of work getting put in that he was doing in 2022.
For sure.
And I think that's, again, I'm looking for indicators. And that's a really good indicator.
It's a good marker, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, he's had the five tackles, only had the nine touches, but he's had four scoring shots, three goals, one.
Exactly.
Finishing the work.
Absolutely.
Love to see it. Very good. But the game of Paps, man.
Yeah, dude.
Underrated. It's been lost in what's been going on in the media.
Well, but that's why he can say what he's saying,
I know.
Dude. He can't have, you know, nine touches, one goal, one, and come out and say that. He's kicked four, and he's had 24, Deeble.
There's not many players in the comp who can do that.
Nah, not many.
There's maybe, I reckon, 10 or 20 players who can have kick 3+ and have 20+.
Yeah, 100%.
So it's a ripper game from Paps, and he's one who probably hadn't performed up until now, third game of the season. But, mate, that's three Brownlow votes for mine.
For yours, Deeble. I don't know. I think it's probably the Chad.
It was a classy game from the big fella, wasn't it?
It was very impactful.
Yeah.
Very impactful. And when the game's there to be won, Wow.
I'm glad that you weren't watching live nearly. He had one bad hold in the ball.
You saw it.
And I was thinking of you straight away.
I saw it.
But then I was thinking, when he's ducking inside every time, it's a 10 to 1 ratio.
Yeah,
I know.
But when I see it, it just kills me.
It just makes me laugh when he gets caught now, because I just know how angry you'll be. It's funny stuff. But, man, Chad's in some serious form, bro.
Mate.
I think he's averaging nearly 2 goals a game and 25 plus.
That's berserk.
It's big numbers, man. And then you got the Haynes. 32 again.
Mate, it's
8 clearances.
It's just how smooth he's moving.
Man, smooth operator. Smooth operator. That's really good stuff.
That's good.
That's GFC. That is GFC. But Haynes, man.
Yeah, dude. And he is just growing in confidence. He cannot leave that midfield.
Nah.
Cannot leave. Simply can't.
Simply cannot.
Nah, can't. We're in sync tonight.
Here we are.
Wow.
Wow, we.
He has just found his spot.
He has.
He would be sleeping so well at night.
Yeah. Sleeping well. To me, he's got the life is good at the moment. He's found his spot.
Working
in the
on
midfield.
The weekend like usual.
Yeah, exactly right. He's in the midfield. He's settled down. Girlfriend, you know. Life's happy.
It's true.
Playing good footy, and hopefully this just keeps turning into 3 more Brownlow votes.
32-1, had 4 tackles. Berserk.
Even his set shots look good, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Getting him in the right spots when he's having a look.
You know, when he used to worry you a couple of years ago, like, which Isaac Henny have we got today?
Yep.
He went at 78%, had 14 Kentuckys. What was the deal with our contested football?
Contested footy was fine. We just got... The clearance game in the first half was an interesting thing. Draper and who's the other ruckman?
It is.
Draper.
It's Goldstein.
Yeah, Draper and Goldstein dominated in the first half, worked over Brody Grundy, man.
Now,
worked him over.
Can I just say something about Grundy?
Yep.
And this is where I'm really happy with him.
Yep.
You're not noticing a great deal of him,
yep.
to be honest. He's just doing his job and he's grinding out games and he's getting around the field, right?
Yeah.
So he only had 3 turnovers for the game. Now, that's unders for Ruckman, right? That's unders. And 10 contested possessions. The work rate around the ground in the latter stages of the game is really, really pleasing because it says, A, he's fit, and B... He really, really cares, Deebs.
For sure. 6 clearances, 2 men.
Berserk.
It's really good numbers. 19 touches, 30 hit-outs, and sort of where I was going with that is he just worked. He was dead set getting torn up in the first half. You were like, Brody, I'm worried about what's going on here, and then just worked it back, clawed it back. Just the competitive beast came out in Brody Grundy. And he was the best ruckman on the ground in that second half. And that played a big role into, you know, kicking, you know, 11 goals in the second half was Brody Grundy's work.
But how good's the work we're doing in the back halves of games?
Yeah.
Like, it's a complete turnaround.
Well, the stat this week was after the 25-minute mark in each quarter, we kicked 9 goals.
Yeah, 81 points.
That's huge, man. Huge.
That's insane.
Yeah.
All red time.
So, and that's a complete 180 on last year.
Yeah.
And that's what you get from mature footy sides.
The commentary team was probably the worst commentary team I've ever heard. aside from Jude, I love Jude.
Yeah.
I love Jude. I did not want to listen to Luke Darcy and Joe Watson.
You are simply going to have to try the SEN sync.
So, yeah. Have they got Matt Hill?
Only for the... I think he's commentating Thursday nights.
Yeah, that's great. I'm going to boycott footy unless Matt Hill's...
Wayne Carey.
Much like Wayne Carey. What a loser. A
loser, man. That's what happens when the game spits you out when you're just a dickhead.
Do you know what's funny with his podcast? Now, I've only listened to a couple of grabs, but this is where him being on Channel 7 and sort of... having to play a role and having to speak a certain way, you sort of didn't realize how uneducated the man is. He's one of the dumbest, most inarticulate people I've ever heard.
Yeah.
And he really needs to stop his podcast and go and pick up a trade or something, Wayne, because because I don't want you.
Yeah, I'm not having you.
I'm not having you.
Yeah.
But anyway, back to the actual game. The red time foot on the accelerator is just so pleasing.
For sure. And even that fourth quarter, you know, banging on two or three goals late, good for the margin.
What about Jordan?
Mate, what a finish that was.
Yeah, elite.
That just shows the class of the man, doesn't
it? He's fitting in.
He is. And like you touched on last week, how he's linking up in that chain and he always seems to be in the right positions.
Yep.
I think he's slotted into and worked out the game plan really early.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, loving what he's doing. And there's a big game around the corner for him, like we saw in those practice games. So, you know, a 30-pluser. You know, when Chad starts to get some attention, Haynes, Errol, right? You know, that leaves the door open for a James Jordan to have a big game.
Oh, there's a bit of a midfield hydra, isn't there?
Man, like, seriously, what you go to Errol, you've got Haynes, who's probably got two or three best ons.
Yep.
Right? You go to Haynes, you got Chad running around doing what he wants.
Yeah, you don't have that many taggers,
You can't tag. It's someone is going to step up. Someone's having a down game, someone's going to step up. Even like the output we're getting at, you know, out of, you know, McInerney, Florent.
Blakey.
You know, they're the two.
Florent's been great.
McInerney,
man.
And Florent, man, by foot.
Yeah.
They're the guys. We want it in their hands. And they've both got the ability to break the line too. And like, we haven't even mentioned Liz.
Yeah.
The Lizard.
Mm.
How good, mate. What a player.
He's the best.
The best.
I'm locked up on what will end up being as really, really cheap deal.
Contract, yeah. Man. How good. Yeah. It's really good stuff.
Dude, I didn't know Jade Gresham played for Essendon.
Yeah. Big trade. Big trade option.
We're going really well, Deebs.
For sure.
We're going really, really well. What did you make of Logan McDonald's game?
It's very similar to the game of Marty. Those two, yeah, we're winning games, so you're not too concerned, but you need one of them firing. You need one of Logan, Haydos.
Well, you kind of, I mean.
Or Armady.
I mean, respectfully, do you? Because our forward line is made up as such that, you know, Will's kicked three and yeah. Papley's kicked four. You know?
Yeah. Not in every game, for sure, as we've seen the first 3 weeks.
Yep.
No one's really had a standout game besides Logan against the Pies. So that's, you know, six opportunities for those guys for one good game, I would say, right?
Yeah.
But come crunch time, when the shit hits the fan and the transition game's not working, the pressure's on, and we're just bombing an inside 50, we need those guys to turn it on.
Well, this is the thing. I just see there's so much room for improvement.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
And that is probably the most comforting thing about all this.
Yeah.
Because not everything is going right.
Yeah. Yeah, there's aspects of the game.
There's a lot that needs improvement.
For sure. You got that.
And we're 3-0.
3-0. Getting smacked out of centre clearance and yet still winning games.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the centre bounce stuff. What was the centre bounce stat? I can't. Man, we definitely got smacked in stoppage. I actually think it was even.
We were minus 10 in total clearances.
Total clearances, and I think it was bang on even. So that was a little bit better compared to last week.
I think we ended up winning
the centre clearances.
Yeah. Let me just check.
Yeah, it was pretty close from memory, but it's definitely the clearance game around the ground, and that's probably that first half where...
We ended up winning hit-outs,
yep.
35-31.
Yep.
Centre clearances, we lost by one.
Lost by one. That's fine.
Yep.
You can deal with that. But it's where if we start winning that, we start pumping teams by 10 goals.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, total clearances, we lost by 10.
10. And that evened up a lot in the second half, as we've said.
Yeah, dude. All signs are good. Lots of areas to improve.
For sure.
Yeah, big on Malakin, mate. I'm big on Malakin.
Yeah, he's just
playing the role.
Which is what we need. Same with Ramps, not noticing him.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. On-field leadership.
Yep.
Underestimated.
Yep.
Lifted, I feel.
Yeah.
Even since like having...
Mate, not even comparable to last year.
Lifted. Like he's had the captaincy, not taken off him, but you know, he's handed the captaincy on. And yet, the on-field stuff has probably gone to the next level.
Do you think Brody Grundy is a big part of that?
Because
there's no Mills out there.
Yes.
There's no Parker.
Yeah.
Rampy's down at fullback.
I've probably got to pay closer attention, in all honesty. I'd like to see some inner vision to see...
Like a bit of talk,
the
somebody mic'd up.
The communication looks good when they're going back to the middle and that type of stuff.
Yep.
They've got their plans down pat. But yeah, but he's definitely would be leading from the front, bro.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure. What did you think of Corey's game?
Did a bit.
Got a bit of it. Had the opportunities. I think he simply needs time at the level.
Yeah, for sure. And this comes back to the whole Dylan Stevens theory,
yep.
Right?
Yeah,
this is the time is now. You know, we've got Cunningham coming out. The time is now to give Corey Warner a real go at it.
See what he's made of.
Yeah, for sure.
Like he got himself into some positions to hit the scoreboard, kick the three behinds, right, and was just rushed when he got the ball.
But that's all just getting used
confidence
to the speed
and game time, man.
Yeah. Yeah. So
needs it.
To me, you look at it and you go, oh, shit. Well, he's. He's had a bit of a shocker. Not at all.
Yeah.
He's getting himself dangerous. He's getting the footy. We love, we know he can run.
Yeah.
So I'm really not seeing a downside in putting more game time into him. Because who else would you put in? I mean, we can go through that in the preview.
Yeah.
But who else are you putting in?
Well, there's a couple of VFL reports to look at.
There are. There's actually
competition.
Yeah, there's competition for spots at the Swans and there's competition for VFL reports at True Bloods.
Yes. I don't know if Katsy will be overly pleased with hearing that.
Yeah, but well, it just means, you know, we've all got to lift. We've all got to go to the next level.
Next level.
You know, you and I have to and everyone has to. This is the culture. This is the fabric of the club, Deeble. And, you know, if we're all going to win this year.
If we're all striving for better.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We've all got to go together.
That's it. But yeah, overall, it was great to walk out 5-goal victors. From that, I think we were the better team on the night. We performed better. We executed plans better. We were better in the media. I think we just won it everywhere.
Yeah, the media game's a big one.
It is. You when you're winning by 5 goals.
But, dude, I love that. I love
it. It is
that.
Good. It's good for the game. I like it for sure.
Need it.
Simply need it.
Should we take a break?
We'll take a break. We'll hear from the sponsors and we'll be back. Sapphire Golf Tours are on board for the month of March as sponsors of True Bloods. How good's that, Mads?
Deeble, it's great. And you know who owns Sapphire Golf Tours?
Who would that be?
That'd be Jimmy Wheeler.
Yeah, and his business partner, Mark, as well, have all your golfing needs sorted out on the Sapphire Coast. And let me tell you, Mads, it is one of the most underestimated parts of the world. You got to get to the Pambula Marimbula Golf Club. It is sensational.
Yeah, it's phenomenal for boys' trips, birthdays, anything where you got a group of guys and you're sort of not sure about how to go about organising your time there, Jimmy will sort you out at Sapphire Golf Tours.
And don't forget, Mads, they're on your Facebooks, they're on your Instagram, so hit them up on the socials at Sapphire Golf Tours and give them a follow and tell Jimmy you say g'day. Chadstone Toyota are back on board as a sponsor of True Bloods this month and you can find them down at 1547 Dandenong Road in Oakley or call the team on 9568-0933. And geez, they've got some deals for us, Mads.
Oh, Deeble, don't they ever. They're continuing the vehicle lube service from last year, Deeble. That's for the SUV and 4x4 vehicle services, which is $320, including GST. The small passenger vehicle, which is $260, including GST. And essential service only, not logbook. And of course, Deeble, as always, T's and C's apply.
Call up the service team and get your lube inspection booked in. And don't forget about the used cars, the new cars down there, the brand new Hilux, Mads, down at Chadstone Toyota.
Welcome back to True Bloods. Jeez, thoroughly enjoyed that, Deeble.
It was good. It's therapeutic.
Yes,
isn't
it is.
Cathartic, is that right?
Cathartic is the correct word, yes.
That's it. You know, I'm working on my language, my vocab.
Sort of his.
Yeah.
Tough scenario.
Yeah, look, grammar is not my strong point, but I know a lot of it. It's just what comes out when I'm typing.
That's what I'm like, Yeah, I feel like you're just you're in between two jobs. You're like
just banging it.
Maybe
out,
you look
man.
At it and you're like, I know that's wrong.
Yeah,
but I'm just gonna do it
do
anyway.
Do it anyway.
Which there's part of me that I respect that.
Yeah. Yeah, for all the grammar.
You do get a lot of feedback.
Yeah, yeah. Every mistake that you make, you definitely get told about it, and people get a lot of satisfaction out of it. And look, I don't quite understand that aspect of it, but, you know, I'm trying my best, Faithful. I really am. I put till there's nothing more to put, and you hit me with that crap during the week sometimes, and... If you get a short answer from me sometimes, Faithful, you know that's why.
That's very funny,
but,
people.
Yeah.
I put in till there's nothing left to put. I put in and I'm sick of it. Ryan Petruvis, I just want to sort of get a bit of the vibe from post-game.
Yeah.
Socials. Petruvis?
Petrusevic?
It's been 3 years. You'd think we'd get this right. Here he is, the big fella.
It's Mads. Faithful, another win, 3-0. For mine,
for yours,
bad kicking is once again bad football. That's just a sour note on a really good performance. But yeah, plus 10 scoring opportunities.
Wow.
Could have led to much more comfortable advantage. Nevertheless, still off to the dream start for this year. But yeah, just need more 6-point goals for mine. Chad and Errol, both unbelievable once again. Cannot speak more highly of them. Anyway, on to the next. Have a good week, boys. I certainly will.
Have we given Errol's left foot enough credit this week?
Not this week, but we've given it enough the last couple of weeks, and now it's just standard procedure that he just hits every target left, right, and centre.
When he comes back inboard and finds
it's
that
the best.
the hit up inside 50.
The angles that he kicks on is just insane. Like, and it'll be a last-minute sort of thing. Chad does that too, to be fair.
For sure.
So, you know, I just want to have a look here. He went at 79%. Heans went at 78%.
Yeah, and that's big from your...
Warner went at 75%.
Dude, they're the contested ball winners too.
Yeah, dude,
they get it
yeah.
on the outside yeah. and they can hurt you too.
Yeah.
It's good McEnany, to have
McEnany, 82%.
Yeah. It's good stats.
Lloyd, 73%. And Deeble, let me just tell you, we are doing all this with the fourth youngest side in any game played.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
So what was there? 16 sides playing on the weekend?
That's right. We were the fourth youngest.
Fourth youngest. 25 and a bit, I think our average age was.
That's
but
nuts.
How good. That's just so bright for our future. Love it.
Love it.
Who's the next one coming from?
Daniel 990.
Daniel from Scotland.
Daniel Stephen.
Here we go.
Mads, Deebs, hope you're well. Dan from Scotland. That was a nice start to the weekend there. I tell you what though, I think we might have lost that last year. The resilience of the boys this year has been good, just as
100%.
Teams step it up in the third and the fourth. We're matching it, which wasn't happening last year in some games. So it happened against the Demons in round zero and there again. So again, fantastic showing from the boys and really liking the resilience in the game. So I tell you what, not a few Brownlow votes for Heaney and the Chad maybe. Cheers, lads. Up the bloods, up the body.
On you, Danny. I mean, that echoes our sentiments before, mate. That's probably the game we lose next year.
Yeah, last year for sure.
Last year.
It was a bit of a talk in the Faithfuls chat while the game was going on. It's like, oh, we would lose this last year, 100%. And just the ability to get that goal when we need to stem the momentum, control the game when we need to, and have the ability to run over the top, the engine to run over the top.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's awesome, dude. Absolutely awesome. I've got Tom Isaacson here.
Big Tommy.
Hey, Deebs, Mads, Tommy Isaac here from WA. What a win on the weekend. We are on. And what would be just a little bit better would be our accuracy in front of goal. Our first two games, we averaged about 44%. Game on the weekend was 60%. I tell you what, if we just put it up the notch to 70%, We are thrashing any team in the competition. Jeez, I'm excited. Up the potty, up the Swans. Oh, can't wait for this year.
Yeah. What were the shots like?
Look, there are a couple of easy ones from what I remember. A few rushed. I didn't think it was too bad. We went on streaks of kicking, you know, four or five goals as well, which sort of, I didn't notice it heaps, but I try not to focus on that stuff.
Yeah.
But it's a lot different when you come out on top. If you lose that game, it's a main focus of the game. But, you know, they're always trying to improve. And, yeah, it hasn't been fantastic so far this year, the kicking for
goal. Another area to just improve upon.
But, yeah, room for improvement. That's how I say it.
I've got Jono DiDonato.
Big John. Now, Jono had a big day. Right, he went to the races.
Wait, was this on the Sunday or the Saturday?
The Saturday night. Okay, he went races into the Swannies. But yeah, this is still pretty good content from Big John.
I haven't heard it yet.
All things considered.
I'm looking forward to this. Here we go.
From the Sutherland Shire.
True Bloods can only assume you're well.
Yeah, he's had a few.
Jono DiDonato from the Sutherland Shire here. What a win tonight, boys and girls. 3-0, let's go. Getting in early for a big old fucking whack of the week, and I reckon you all know where this is going. First of all, Brad Scott, for giving the Bombers playing group the license to play with the S and an edge, whatever the fuck that is. Like, dead set, if your club culture's that bad and you have to tell your players to operate outside the rules, seriously something wrong going wrong down there. Second one, Peter Wright. Mate, enjoy the 4 to 5 weeks on the sidelines. Could be longer. May as well book an early Europe trip for mine.
For yours.
Third one, Travis Cloak. Never rated you as a player. Don't rate you as a runner. Don't get involved in the melees, mate. Just stay in your lane, champ. I think that's all that needs to be said. True Bloods, be well. Let's go.
Strong donuts. Like that. Good on you, John.
I didn't mind the S&N Edge thing.
Yeah.
I think it's okay. I mean, I don't think the directive is to play outside the rules. Well, what did you think of the Peter Wright bump anyway?
It's very clear cut to me. I don't think there's any grey area in this whatsoever. Harry's coming back with the flight. Peter Wright, and Harry was first to the ball.
Yeah,
clearly. My ball was in his hands. Peter Wright has to extend the arm to attempt to punch that ball. He does that, I do not have an issue with it at all.
That's exactly right? What I was going to say. There was no attempt to... Well, firstly, there was no chance he was going to mark it anyway, so he completely stuffed the depth perception on his run.
Yep.
Right? He wasn't going to get there anyway. It's like as soon as he went towards the ball, and you know what? This is where it's unfair to look at it in slow-mo, right?
Yeah.
Because it makes it look like he has so much more time than he actually has. But realistically, he was no chance at marking that football.
For sure. Totally agree.
So it's like...
And AFL players know now that if you collect someone like that, you're cooked. That's why they accepted this ban straight away going into the tribunal tonight, pleaded guilty. But if you want to avoid suspension, throw your arms up.
Yep.
If you tuck your arm in, you know, you're flying at the ball. I get it. You're probably going to be hurt as well, but you're less chance of causing concussion, and at least it shows that you're making an effort to avoid. But I think Peter Wright got it wrong. He had to extend the arm, attempt to spoil, and there's no issues with it.
Yeah, I tend to agree.
Yeah, but
just looked like a bump.
This is after the fact, but, yeah. You know, that's how I say it.
Sure. Now, I think that pretty much...
Over on your Facebooks?
That's on the Facebooks.
That was Instagram, wasn't it?
No.
Oh, was it?
Big donuts.
Big donuts.
Is by all means on your Instagram.
Did Saundo have one?
Yeah, he has one, but he has one for...
For every week.
Yeah, he has one. He added one on the Sunday. You're right. Yeah. Sorry. Here we go. Here's the beautiful... orchestral pipes of Daniel Saunders, ladies and gentlemen.
Boys, faithful, Saunders from Pennant Hills here. Hope you're all doing well. Another great game, another great win. Our fitness came to the fore again, and it was our usual suspects. Heaney, Errol, Papley, Warner. Yeah, he fucks up sometimes with those stiff arms, but you take the good with the bad, don't you? Peter Wright, an absolute grub. He can get munted. And also, whack of the week to the old lady, the redhead sitting in front of me. Yeah, you know who you are. You told me my commentary. Yeah, it's a bit much. You're not in your lounge room. You're at the football. So you can take your Shiraz and fuck off.
Ooh,
and in the halftime interval when they sang Hey Jude and I sang the high note right in your ear. Yeah, that was intentional. I hope your ears are bleeding all the way back to Mossman. Love your work, boys. Up the potty. Up the swanny.
Taking no prisoners, young Sawdough.
Nah, it's good to see. Wow. Take no shit, Sawdough.
I don't think, what I will say, and I want to be really clear about this, I don't think what Peter Wright did was malicious.
Yeah, neither do I.
I don't think it was malicious at all. I think he's probably the least aggressive player on that side.
Yeah.
I don't think any of them are terribly aggressive.
Nah,
so that's why I think you make these errors.
Fake tough.
But I want to make that
fake tough.
Oh, boy.
That leads us into the hashtag Ask the Faithful question. Now, are you over on your Facebooks or are you
Instagrams? I'm on my Fussabooks.
Very good, because I'm over on your Instagram.
Very good, Dable.
Go hashtag Ask the Faithful. Much has been said about the Essendon edge and Papp's response to it in the wake of our win against the Dons. Did you like his response or would you have preferred nothing was said? What's your perspective on characters like Paps in the AFL? Best answers to be featured on the potty. Have you got any ready to go
there?
You're
goddamn right I do. Cyril Eilert is in pilot.
Yes.
Mads, Debs, Faithful, Cyril from Boronia here. Hashtag Ask the Faithful. For mine.
For yours.
Yes, for mine. I love Tom Papley. He's just a little turd. He's our little turd. But he's just a gem. He's just a genuine footballer. And someone asks him a question and he answers it. Who gives a shit? No, I just love his cheeky little smirk that he does too. He is an absolute legend and I don't want him to change. And I don't want footballers to all be robots like everyone else is. So keep it up, Paps. We freaking love you. And I love that you shit stare everyone. They just get angry because you're so good. Up the Bloods, up the potty.
Yeah,
let's go.
Cyril. Stevie English over on your Instagrams, Mads. Now, Stevie English does some hair colouring, does some great work.
Goddamn right
so
he does.
So big shout out to Stevie English, winning awards left, right and centre. Yeah, correct. He says Paps definitely smeared the Bombers.
That's right.
When you play like that, like he did on Saturday, you can say whatever you like.
It's true.
100%.
We've got a debut. Michael McElroy.
Yes, let's go.
Hey, boys. Michael from Camden here. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Let's go.
Thought I'd bring up about four-week Peter. I just want to say, like, I listened to TJ on the Sunday Footy Show, and he's talking absolute rubbish, saying that it was Harry Cunningham's fault. For going back with a flight of the football.
Spin.
He's got a duty of care to himself. What absolute garbage. And then I listen on the radio this morning, and Wayne Carey, legend of the game, talking out of his arsehole, saying that, what else was Peter Wright supposed to do? I tell you what he was supposed to do. Take a mark, or hang on, slow down, wait for Cunningham to get the ball and then wrap him up. Tackle him. He would have got ball up. Worst case scenario. Love the potty. Cheers, guys.
Oh, good on you. That was good content. Thank you, Michael.
Good on you, mate.
I agree. And we've made our sort of feelings clear about Wayne Carey. Yeah, but that was soft as butter from TJ. Eddie McGuire said the same thing.
Yeah.
What do you mean? What do you mean, guys?
Yeah. It's odd. I couldn't have disagreed with those two takes more.
Absolutely not.
Jevy from the 100K.
Oh, I love Jev.
He said, let Paps cook. The man does not shirk it. He can say whatever he wants. He's tough at the footy and lets his footy do the talking.
That's
as well.
Correct. Thank you, Jev. The bearded swan.
Ah, the mode swan.
G'day, Deebs. Just a bit of trivia for you. Not sure if you heard the interviews by both Paps and Errol on 3AW, but they both referred to Harry Cunningham as Cunny.
Oh, I like that.
What a fucking sick nickname that is. Cunny. All right, bit of twin out.
There you go. Very good, Cunny.
I hope Cunny's
up
all right.
Cunny.
Yeah. I hope he bounces back well from the hit.
Now, Deeble.
Yes.
We've got a very big part of the faithful here. Ali Habak is back.
Ali from Wollongong.
Ali from Wollongong. Let's see how we go.
I would have said, Dibs and Mads, what Pat's Tom Papley said. I'm with him. What happened with us with the Dons, when he got when the Dons got our player concussed.
Cunny.
Dibs and Mads. I agree with Tom Papley. Tom Papley should speak the truth. He did. He spoke how it is meant to be spoken. The truth it always sets you free, not lies. Truth sets you free. I agree with what Tom Papley said. He's a Bloods culture and a player I respect very well. True Bloods, to be honest. I would have spoke what Tom Papley spoke, the truth. Truth is always the best answer and the way to go.
Absolutely.
It will set you free, Deebs and Mads and True Bloods and all the faithful Swans people listening, to be honest.
Very good, Ali. And it is, hey, that's a message anyone can get behind.
For sure.
The truth will set you free.
It will.
And do you know what? Fundamentally, he was just asked the question, Deeble, and he answered the question.
Truthfully.
Yeah, truthfully.
Sets you free.
Sets you free.
Yep.
No lies.
No lies.
Just the truth.
Just the truth.
So very good.
I got Phil Unfiltered over on your Twitters. He says, for mine.
For yours.
Tom Papley is the greatest example of a hate him on your team, but would love him on mine.
Yes.
Such as players like Acker in the past. He said, Paps might not wear the captain's armband, but it's clear he's an emotional leader on field, and I hope he never changes. Plus, he was spot on.
He was.
He was.
It's correct. I've got Cade Bergen.
Hello, boys. It's been a long time since voice messaging into the True Bloods podcast, but just in regards to the Ask the Faithful question, the best thing about this is anyone that doesn't go for Sydney hates Papley. But I guarantee you, 98% of those people, if they had Tom Papley on their team, they'd fucking love him. Sorry for my language, but he expresses himself more than any other footballer I've seen. We love him. Essendon on edge. Good luck to them against the Saints, and hopefully see you boys at the Union or wherever the pre-beers are before the Richmond. Up the potty, up the Swannies. Let's go, baby.
Let's actually go. That is correct. Agree with you, Kate. Wow. Yeah. Well, I mean, thank you for everyone's contributions. Just to reiterate, we need personalities in the game. Let's not. And what I would ask of the faithful is if somebody shows a little bit of personality against us, that you not automatically shout them down.
Yeah.
Because it can be bloody entertaining.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's what we need. We don't have the Brendan Favolas anymore. We don't have the Jason Ackermanises anymore.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody is showing a bit of flair, it's probably best to accept it as, you know, something that people should be doing more of, because the game has become far too sanitized.
Yeah, for sure. And I think the part I don't understand, Mads, is how, like, a Papley to others is being portrayed as a sook.
Yeah, it's
like
bizarre.
I don't get it. That's not in the narrative.
Dude,
he's not sooking.
No.
He is answering questions and being cheeky while doing it. There's nothing sooky about it. So everyone who says that can shove it up their ass.
Yeah, agree.
Right? They're just wrong.
You know what it is? It's 25 years of nothingness.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
For sure.
It's honestly, it's a supporter base.
Yeah.
Who are just so downtrodden. That and they'll give them an inch, they'll take a mile, Deeble.
7,142 days since they won a final.
Berserk.
Yeah, that would send anyone a bit nuts.
We have won two flags since they won a final.
Yeah, well, it was fun fact checking
people over on your Twitters.
Tell me about the Twitters. So were people coming at you or were you going at them? What was the deal?
So I just put up a few things on Twitter, just getting around Paps, basically.
Sure.
And then the salty Essendon supporters came, just saying he's a grub, he's a rat, all this stuff. Then I just so happened to find the video of when he sunk the winner last year against him at Etihad.
Sure.
To put us up by 8 points. And then they just got a little bit extra salty. And I just had a few comments. Go over on your Twitters. It's good viewing. Few cheeky lols in there.
Yeah, and I might have to do that before bedtime tonight.
Yeah, so now that was good. But that just about wraps up the socials, doesn't it?
It does. We'll be back with the preview.
Travellers, listen up. Tired of racking up hefty international roaming charges on your phone? Say goodbye to expensive fees and hello to Big eSIMs. Our instant online eSIMs are the perfect solution for travellers who want to stay connected without breaking the bank.
With Big eSIMs, you can enjoy secure, trusted and seamless connectivity in over 100 countries, meaning global roaming at local prices. And here's the best part. As a listener of True Bloods, you're going to get an exclusive 50% discount on all Big eSIMs purchase in March. Just use the code word TRUEBLOODS. Don't miss out on this amazing offer.
Visit bigesims.com now to take advantage of the deal and travel smarter. You know what I love, Mads?
What do you love, Deebs?
I love the Swannies.
Oh, so do I.
You know what I hate, Mads?
What do you hate?
It's how no one talks about it.
Oh, doesn't it just kill you?
Now, Faithful, I need you to jump on your socials. We're on your Instagrams. We're on your Facebooks. So jump on there and give us a follow. If you listen on Spotify, follow and rate 5 stars. If you listen on Apple Podcasts, rate 5 stars and leave us a glowing review. The faithful support is what makes this potty what it is. Speaking words of wisdom.
Up the Swannies!
Welcome back to True Bloods. Now, Mads, as you just heard in that cheeky ad that just played then, the new True Bloods social ad, which is from 3 years ago, which we should probably redo soon.
Yes.
But the point of that is, and what we love and what helps the show so much.
Well, we love a bit of social engagement first and foremost.
We do. And then you got scoreboard impact from midfielders.
Yes, love
we
that.
Love that.
Absolutely
They're
love that.
They're two things that we love. But what we love as well is when you leave a review on your Apple Podcast, Mads. So if you're driving your car right now, literally pull over and get on the Apple review. Leave a 5-star review if you can. If you're enjoying the show, let us know what you love. Write a few comments. We love seeing them. And liking and following on Spotify as well.
And Apple Podcasts is the best way to do that because that's really the only one that lets you leave verbatim reviews. And yeah, that's more just, it's nice for us to read.
Yeah.
We really enjoy
it. Good. And it helps the algorithm. You get into some different areas, but, it's really good to see the numbers come through. And if you're enjoying the show and all that type of stuff, so I would really appreciate if you could take, you know, that 30 seconds out of your day to leave us a review or follow us and give us 5 stars on Spotify. It's really appreciated.
Yep, for sure. We play Richmond at 4 p.m. on Sunday, on Easter Sunday.
Easter Sunday.
The
I'm
holy day. Wow.
Well, now, we'll be going to church.
We'll be, absolutely. I'm always go to church every Sunday, Dable. But you know what happens when Richmond sort of, you've won 3 flags and your sort of coach leaves, you have a couple of retirements, you know, Koch and Rewald are gone. They just don't rock up.
Yeah.
So you're gonna have your pick of where to sit, I reckon, on Easter Sunday especially.
Yeah, probably only 30,000 to 40,000, I reckon.
I reckon that's probably max.
Yep.
Absolute max. But so that's gonna be good.
As most games are, Mads, it's a very even competition and you still do have your superstars getting around for the Tigers. You got Tom Lynch coming back. He's played maybe a game and a half back in the seniors, I think.
Big test for Tom McCartan.
Tommy McCartan on Tommy Lynch, that's a good matchup for him. Hopefully,
that's right.
The pressure's on the ball carriers going inside that D50. You still got your Dustin Martins getting around. Toby Nankervis in the ruck. It'll be a good challenge for Broads in there.
Yep.
Daniel Rioli off half back. You know, run and carry, run and gun.
Apparently, Champion Data had him as one of the best players of the round last week.
Yeah, right.
But then Champion Data don't take into account what their opponent does.
Does, yes, for sure.
So, fascinating, which is why I don't really understand why it's the pinnacle of stats. But anyway, all dangerous players.
Yeah.
Right? Shai Bolton, as you say, Liam Baker, instrumental off sort of halfback and through the middle.
Definitely, mate. And there's one guy, I think, that who you just mentioned, Liam Baker, who needs some attention. He was great against Port last week, hit the scoreboard, got 23 of his own touches, and just really smart and creative with the ball.
Yes.
I like what he does.
Who do you think? Deeble's in the coach's box. Who is it, Deeble?
It's Rowey.
Rowey.
He's our man. He hasn't really had to do it yet, I don't think. Could be a good chance because so much of their creativity goes through Liam Baker.
Yeah.
I think it'd be a good start. Tim Taranto, just a bit of an accumulator.
Yeah, I would not put work into Tim Taranto, really. You just go head to head.
The system. System gets that done. But yeah, Daniel Rioli can hurt you and Liam Baker. They're the two to really be concerned about. Noah Bolter's going back at the moment, I think.
I thought I saw him playing a little bit
forward. He was, and then he had to get pushed back because that guy got injured.
Yeah.
In the first round, young kid. So I think he's been forced back.
I'm not too concerned about Noah Bolter. No. Not being arrogant. It's just the man legally can't see.
For sure.
Right? He's getting messages in Braille on the bench, so he can't see, so I'm not too worried about him. if you haven't had a chance, go and listen to that BT on Noah Bolter on Triple M Radio. It's very, very, very funny stuff.
But there's just a lot of new faces for this Tigers outfit, and I haven't watched them too much.
And you know what? I was watching Classified on Monday night. As I do, because now that you're 3-0, you consume every little bit of footy
media. You really do, don't you?
Oh, mate, it's like heroin to me.
This is just you want to harness onto the minute 30 that they talk about it.
You do. It's nuts. Last year, I could not have given a stuff, and now I'm just hooked it to my veins.
Yes.
It's insane. I love it. I listened to Waitley on the podcast at about 11 a.m. this morning. Okay?
I love hearing this because it's just a complete reversal last year.
Complete reversal, man.
So good.
Much like how we finish games this year, I am consuming media.
Footy content.
Yeah.
Yes. Loving that, Mads. Loving that for you, mate.
It's funny.
Really good. Who, if you're throwing out an invitation to your boys, your 23 men who rock up to the MCG
again
on Saturday, who are you inviting?
Again. This is a funny little game, because last time I took little Nate to a Sydney Richmond game.
Yep.
It was the arrival of Chad Warner.
Yes, how good was that day?
And Logan McDonald was also doing things up forward.
Mm-hmm.
He kicked a few. I want him to, because it's going to be a nice day. It's going to be, it may rain later in the evening, but I believe it's going to be quite warm. I want to see him out. I want to see him leading with the Dukes out. None of these chess marks, if it can be avoided. And I want to see him kicking 6-point goals.
Big 6-point goals.
Yes.
Like it. Let's just get that weather forecast up for Sunday, Mads. 23, sunny with a little bit of overcast, less than a mil rain. So
yeah, we're good.
No concern. They're good for our style of footy. Now, if I was inviting someone...
Yeah, what about you, Deeble?
...someone to the party, he's one of my favourite men.
Oh, who's that?
He comes off the half back line. He's probably the most versatile player.
The Lizard.
On our side, it's the Liz. Nick Blakey. Just want him to tear up the MCG. Big areas, run, cut through the middle, use that left, change angles. Let's go, Liz.
Do people still care about, is it Robbo's top 50? No. Who does
Yeah,
the
Robbo's
top 50.
It's Robbo's. Yeah.
It used to be Mike Sheehan, didn't it?
Yes, correct.
God, I'm showing my
showing
age there.
Showing your age there. You really
wow.
are.
Was he in the top 50?
I'm not sure.
That's
Couldn't
a disgrace if he's not.
Yeah. I think he could well
Has
have
to.
Been. Yep. Yeah, he's important for us. Yeah, does us... Underrated the job that he does for us. So versatile, man.
So many different ways he breaks lines.
So good. 750,000, as you said in this podcast. That's going to be a bargain in 7 years.
Mate, it's going to be it's going to be a rookie listed player.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Loving it.
Would love to. What are you looking for him? Are you looking for just tons of a bit of leather poisoning or some scoreboard impact, dare I say?
We saw it on the weekend, didn't we? A little bit of scoreboard impact from the Liz.
His kicking's so fluid, his kicking motion.
Yeah. I just want to see a domination. We see it from time to time when Blakey gets it in his hands 30 times. He is the best man on the ground.
Mm.
I want to see that. But at the same time, if you don't get 30, as long as he's doing his job, it doesn't really matter. But I'd just love to see him tear it up.
Yep. Yeah.
And I think it's a huge opportunity against this side. This Essendon side, Tigers side. It's not the strongest one we've seen in the past, but that doesn't mean that you can sleep on them.
They've got ways that they can hurt you.
For sure.
For sure.
But yeah, so. I just want to see Liz rock up on Easter Sunday and say, come along with me, boys. Let's have a day out.
Yeah.
How good would that be?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's his, he loves the G too.
Yeah. Loves just the big the open G. spaces.
Loves the
wings. G. Plays it well.
Not that they're much bigger than
exactly
the
right.
SCG, Dable.
Exactly right. That's just me playing into the narrative a little bit, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just night and day.
Just the Coliseum effect of the MCG.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm referring to.
100%, Dable.
You know who's another one?
Who's that, Dable?
Braden Campbell.
Yeah, you really...
Did I invite him last week?
I think you might have. We're really looking for him to just fire a shot. He's almost there.
Almost there.
He's almost
contributing.
There.
Had the 14.
You know what else would be nice?
Mm-hmm.
Corey Warner goal.
Yes. Get on the scoreboard.
So Cunningham out, Corey Warner in.
VFL report.
I think Fox is a test.
Yes.
Now, are we going to read both VFL reports, or how do we do this?
I think this
has to probably go to Cats.
It's going
it?
To Cats, right? Because it's the format, and this is what Big Georgie Molnar, who is the other contributor, he needs to get this.
What I'm going to do.
Down pat as
so
well.
We just. We need to involve Georgie here.
We do.
But can you run us through Cats's
VFL
report? Okay, you know what we're going to get better at?
What?
We need stingers for things like this.
Yes, we do. Cats's VFL report.
No, we honestly...
Yeah.
In fact, Flanners, expect a call in the next couple of days.
For those contributions, we need you here, Flanners. A couple of stingers, please. But Cats goes with round one... Swannies v. the Coburg Lions at the Tramway Oval outside the SCG there, Madison. He says, a convincing win to commence the VFL season against the Coburg Lions at Tramway Oval with a comprehensive 41-point win. Aaron Francis, Peter Laddams, and the new recruit Joel Hamling showed a dominant display, but it was Caleb Sid Mitchell who took out the best performance with 30 disposals and a goal. By all reports, he had a huge preseason and will push Corey Warner all the way for a spot.
Who's that, sorry?
That is Caleb Mitchell.
Yeah,
Caleb
sure.
Sid, they call him Mitchell.
Okay, like it.
We'll be pushing Corey Warner all the way for a spot. Some real mongrel in him, which we love, Matt.
Yeah,
we love
a little bit of mongrel.
New draftee and academy talent Caden Cleary had a strong outing, given a taste of what the Bloods faithful can expect from a future inside mid. He's a big watch. Another pleasing display with two goals and some moments in the forward 50 up the ground was Jaden Magor. Fluorio Gin.
Yeah, right.
And Jacob Constanti. Both have taken development over the summer and are keen to make a charge for selection, but will need some consistency to knock down the door as they showed last year. Our top draftee, Will Green, battled through the day with just two behinds, but will be a work in progress. Ruckman take time and he's got plenty of potential.
Yes.
Too early to gain any meaningful patterns in the depth, but... It seems that the depth has helped the VFL regain some formidable structure. Next week, the side heads to the Punt Road to face the Tigers 12:15 PM. So that's pre to our game.
Yeah, the curtain raiser.
So we might be able to go to that, catch the last quarter of that possibly.
Yeah, wow.
And go
see a live VFL report.
It would be good.
Wow.
So that's what we take out.
And you know what's interesting?
Georgie?
Georgie saw it exactly the same way. He did say standout players in the game, Cleary, Francis, Hamling, Laddams, Eshay.
Kick four, I think.
Yep. Caleb Mitchell and Sam Reed.
Ooh, your man.
No, I'll tell you what, not my man, Dibble.
Yes.
But so, well done, Georgie. I encourage you to bring it through again, because as we say, competition's very healthy.
Very healthy.
Thank you very much, George.
No, we appreciate that. It gives us a good insight. So, yeah, big Sid Mitchell.
Sid Mitchell, I like big that. Sid. The nickname Sid is
good.
Yeah,
it's good. So that'll be interesting to see how he goes. But no pre-game meet-up this week, Matt.
Well, I mean, let's be clear. You please meet up together.
Yeah.
Just Deeble and I have got other things on, and we'll just be going to the game. But by all means, everyone go to the Union.
Yeah, for sure.
By all means, absolutely. Yeah. You certainly don't need us there. You all know everyone, and you know it's a big happy family. So
for sure,
by all means, if you all want to meet down there, you know, feel free to tag people in comments on Facebook or Instagram or what have you.
For sure,
there will be a cold can of O'Brien's out there for you if you so wish.
Couldn't think of anything worse, personally.
You haven't had it yet, Deeble.
So they've got the VFL before as well, so it might be a bit of a different breakup. The Sunday afternoon, maybe we possibly, depending how the day pans out, pop into the VFL, and then if we take home the 4 weeks, four points, I can guarantee you, Mads, that we'll be back to the Union for some winner's piss.
Sure.
So that'll go out on the socials if we are so lucky to win. But Swannies by how far, mate?
I would say we win. See, this is one of those tests, right?
Yep.
It's like, where are you at? You probably should win by 6 goals.
Yep. It's a good margin. Like it.
You probably should win, but you should have it all wrapped up by 3/4 time, I would imagine.
Definitely, mate. And we'll jump over into the tipping. Mate, how did you go last week?
I did not go well.
Look, you started off pretty well, didn't you?
I did not go well, and it's really hurt me. I tipped 5. Not good.
Not good.
Not good. And because it's very close. Leaders on 19. I'm on 16. But I just...
Oh, you're above me.
I would hope so. I would hope so, Deeble, because you had a... couple of shocking weeks.
I had a shocking first week, but then...
But see, here's the thing. Tipped the Saints on the pod, but didn't tip them on this.
You did.
Kills me.
It's funny. It's very close, isn't it?
Then I tipped... I drank the Adelaide Kool-Aid. They're no good. They have the most amount of NPCs I've ever seen. I don't know who half of them are, Deeble.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. So, I'm done with Adelaide.
Yeah.
Absolutely done. Put a fork in them.
Yeah, they're no good, are they?
They're no good.
Very good. Thursday night, Brisbane Lions v. the Pies. Brizzy. What's going on there?
Brizzy.
Yeah.
Comfortably.
Yep. Friday night, North and Carlton.
Carlton. But North were really good last week. Well, for sort of 2.5 quarters.
For sure. Frio Adelaide. Saturday, Friday night as well.
Frio.
We've got a double on
really
Friday.
Good.
We've got a double on Easter Friday.
A double.
Earlier game.
Oh, and wow. That's fun.
That's interesting.
Oh, yeah, the traditional North Melbourne Good Friday game.
Yeah.
Wow.
Saturday, Essendon v St Kilda.
Oh, St Kilda just looks so good.
Yeah, they did look good on Friday.
Dude,
night, Wanganeen Thursday night.
Malira.
Player.
Wow.
Player.
Wow.
Port and Melbourne.
Portal. Put them to the sword,
you reckon?
I would have thought. Yep.
I reckon Melbourne might pop up.
Nah.
Could be the upset. Maybe. Dogs v West Coast Sunday.
Dogs.
And then Easter Monday, Hawks v Geelong.
No, Hawthorn trying to play that weird, like it was like they wound the clock back to 2012.
Yeah.
Did not work.
Yeah.
Cannot play that game if you're going to allow them to kick 5 goals.
Yeah.
Cannot.
Simply cannot.
Simply cannot.
Very good, mate.
Very good. So, do we have any housekeeping? No, we're pretty good, aren't
pretty
we?
Pretty good.
Now, the merch.
Yeah.
To be really clear, because, I mean, obviously, I do this. So many people go, "What to me, why don't you just read it instead of asking this question?
Yeah.
But I do it as well.
Yeah.
We've now ordered all the products so that they have to get made and then they'll be shipped.
Yeah.
So it should be about 4 weeks.
Yep. 4 to 6 weeks is the indication from purchase date. So I'll allow 4 to 6 weeks. Hope to get it out a little bit quicker. But yeah, we actually have to pack it ourselves as well. So there's a fair bit of work to go into it.
Yep.
But we will be doing our best. But there is some, we did order some stock. So if you want to jump on, there is some stock available.
Yep,
Be quick because it won't be there for long, I'm sure, Mads.
Especially if we keep winning footy games, Deeble, I dare say, which we will.
For sure. I think that just about wraps us up.
This has been True Blood, Deeble.
We are the number one independent Sydney Swans fan podcast. We're number one in the hearts and number one on the charts. We're speaking words of wisdom
up the potty.